Good afternoon. We remain entrenched in this unseasonably warm and muggy pattern, more indicative of the middle of summer rather than early May. And with the increased humidity, we have mostly cloudy skies and a few passing showers from time to time. At the same time, a cold front heading in our direction from the Midwest and Great Lakes will team up with jet stream energy that's approaching from the same area aloft. And as this area of energy slices into the warm and humid air mass overhead, it will initiate more numerous showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the evening. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. Temperatures, meanwhile, will have the opportunity to push through the 70s and into the lower 80s in most locations. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will last into the evening as the cold front pushes on through. Then skies will clear out behind the front overnight. The wind will shift from the south to the west and become gusty at times over 40 miles an hour. In some places, we could even see wind gusts to 50 miles per hour during the overnight period. The strong gusty winds will scour out all of the humidity, which will drop overnight. And the humidity levels will continue to fall with temperatures back into the lower 50s for overnight lows. This will all set us up for a beautiful Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds. A breeze will persist out of the west, although it will diminish somewhat. It'll still be mild but cooler than recent days with highs in the lower 70s. A weak disturbance to our south will touch off a few scattered showers on Sunday, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs will be back into the middle and upper 60s. As we get into next week, high pressure will take over, and this will bring us a return to sunshine and comfortably cool temperatures with a breeze on Monday in the lower 60s, back up to 70 with more sunshine on Tuesday. High pressure will be in control through Wednesday with highs in the lower 70s before a few showers show up on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the frontal boundary that's been the focus for the recent severe weather across the plains and Midwest is forecast to continue tracking eastward into the Ohio Valley and Gulf Coast region today. This will lead to an axis of moderate to locally heavy rain from central Texas to the central Appalachians, with the best potential for excessive rainfall over parts of Texas where deep moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico intercepts that front. Lighter rain is likely to fall across portions of the northern Rockies, northern plains, and upper Midwest. Meanwhile, the mid-Atlantic will have another day of high temperatures in the 15 to 25 degree above normal range today, with some additional record highs possible. The cold front passing through will bring temperatures down closer to average for early May into the 70s and lower 80s for highs tomorrow. Elsewhere, temperatures of 10 to 20 degrees above average are likely for the Intermountain West, Northern Plains, and Upper Midwest into the weekend. The hottest readings are expected for the desert southwest, where triple-digit high temperatures are likely. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s. Boston partly sunny with scattered showers, lower 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 28, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy and warm today with showers and scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, but still mild with lower humidity, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Sunday in the mid and upper 60s. Mostly sunny, pleasant Monday, lower 60s. Mostly sunny near 70 Tuesday, lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and a chance of showers in the 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.